Hello and welcome to the Her Sports Show. I'm your host, Jessica Gardner. On today's episode, we get to chat to Irish weightlifter and coaching student, Aoife O'Moore. She gives us some insight into her training towards the upcoming Under-23 European Championships and shares with us how weightlifting has impacted her life and career ambitions. Let's get into it.
First off, did you play any sports growing up?
I actually didn't really play any sports until I was kind of in my early teens. So growing up, like, I was never pushed into it by my family, but like, you know how everyone kind of gets involved in sports in school and everything. I did a little bit of that then, but it was only when I was about 14 that my mom started to kind of get involved in sports herself. So she started CrossFit and she kind of dragged me into it too, which I'm so grateful for now. But that's like, I only really started quite late on in life.
Okay, interesting. And so how did you actually get involved in weightlifting as well? You mentioned your mom was into CrossFit and then that sort of introduced you into sport. But how exactly did you get into your weightlifting?
Yeah, so a lot of people kind of move on to weightlifting from CrossFit, especially because CrossFit is like a lot of different functional movements and weightlifting is involved in it, but so is gymnastics and cardio, which I'm not too much of a fan of. So when I found out that you could do weightlifting by itself, that was me sold. But I got into CrossFit because, as I said, my mom kind of brought me into it. And like at the age that I was at, I was just wanted to follow her everywhere and do everything with her. So it was a really, really good thing for us both to do. And just as I said, both starting our fitness journey and our sport kind of journey together. So it was really, really good. I loved going to the gym with her every single day. We'd spend ages there, and it was really, really good fun and a good bonding experience for both of us. And then as I kind of got a little bit older and I started getting involved in like exams and stuff in school, kind of had to get a little bit more independence, and I went and joined a weightlifting gym by myself. So that kind of got me started in weightlifting, and I've been in the same place and I've been doing it ever since.
Interesting. And did you know anyone else who was also doing weightlifting, or did you sort of just decide for yourself, I want to give this a go?
No one that was doing just specifically weightlifting. When I started, I joined a gym that's in Dublin called Capital Strength, and I just found it by an off chance on Instagram one day. And like, I just decided that it's like something was kind of drawing me to it, and I decided that I wanted to see a little bit more of what it was about. I got my mom to drop me up that day, and my first session in there, I just fell in love instantly. Like, everyone in there, even though like I didn't know anybody previously beforehand that was set up in there or didn't really know anything too much about just weightlifting itself, it like completely, I fell in love with it straight away, and I've been there ever since. I've been going there for just about 3 years now, and like five days a week consistently, like every single week of the year.
Okay, that's really awesome. And at what age did you start competing?
So I actually joined the gym and weightlifting just before the first lockdown. I think it was only 1 or 2 weeks beforehand. I was set up to do my first competition, I think, the weekend that the lockdown started. So I actually kind of had a bit of a slow start into competing, and it kind of halted me a little bit and halted my progress. But as soon as the lockdown stopped and we were able to start doing weightlifting competitions again, I signed up for the first one. And I think I was 17 years old at that time, and I'm 20 now. So I've been competing for about 3 years, but I've only really been taking it seriously and kind of getting to a certain standard in the past year or so.
And I can imagine that must have been tough as well, because I mean, I think lockdown was difficult for everyone, but you were just getting into, like, you know, setting off in your weightlifting career, and then it sort of just came to a stop. So what kept you motivated as well during that time?
I had a really, really good support system. So the gym itself that I just started off in, Capital Strength, it was really, really good. And they gave us some equipment that we could take home. So I was able to do a little bit of weightlifting back at home, but like, it was in the kitchen. So it was really the best place to be doing it. So I had to be really careful. But I think I just tried staying really motivated with, I was at home with my mom, who obviously was encouraging me a lot. I had my weightlifting coach who was checking in on me every so often, and I had a really, really good support system there. The community inside the gym was just amazing, so they kind of kept me pushing through it. And then obviously I was really excited to go back because I got that taste of it and got taken away from me, so definitely just wanted to get back as soon as I could.
Okay. And you're also the junior national record holder. So let's just talk me through that as well. So when did that happen?
So I think it was around maybe this time last year that my numbers were getting progressively better. So I'm in the under 76 kg category, and I've started working with a nutritionist only recently, like in the past year. I've always weighed in kind of light at that point, and I wasn't really too focused on nutrition or anything, as kind of like any 18, 19 year old would be. So once I kind of started getting a bit more knowledge and taking that a little bit more seriously, not only did like my body weight numbers increase, but also my like numbers for my lifts increased as well. And then I kind of started seeing that I was quite close to maybe potentially hitting those record numbers. And like, as soon as I got in my head, I'm quite competitive. So as soon as I could see that they were within reaching distance, it became a huge goal of mine. And it was, I hit the numbers, the records at different times. So I hit the first record that I hit was, I think it had to be an 85 kilo clean and jerk. So a clean and jerk, just in case you don't know, is a clean is bringing the barbell down from the ground all the way up to your shoulders and then throwing it up over your head. And that was my first record that I broke. I was like ecstatic. It was a huge, huge moment for me. I remember I was really happy in myself, but my mom was posting pictures and stuff on Facebook and everything. So it was a big deal for everyone in my family. But then I think maybe a few months later, I hit the snatch record. So snatch is a movement from the ground straight to overhead in one continuous movement. And that one was a little bit harder for me to get. I'm always a little bit further behind on that movement, but getting that was almost even a little bit better just because it wasn't my strong movement. And getting those two together meant that I had the total record as well.
Oh, wow. And would you say that was probably your favorite weightlifting moment?
I think actually my favorite weightlifting moment would have been when I qualified for junior Europeans, which is going to be taking place at the end of this month. So I qualified for the competition in February, and it was like a huge goal of mine, and probably even bigger than breaking the records. And I had it maybe for like 2 years kind of in the back of my head, but it only kind of came into actually maybe potentially being a possibility in the past 6 months. So as soon as I got that in my head and started working towards plan with it, with my coaches, and the day that I actually managed to qualify was definitely one of my biggest achievements so far in weightlifting. And I'm really, really excited to actually compete in the competition now at the end of the month, getting really close. So really, really excited. But that day, I think I actually did end up breaking records as well. It was my own records, but it was a huge kind of like a full circle moment for me.
That's really amazing. Well done to you. And
thank you.
This competition that's coming up as well. When is it and where is it going to be as well?
So it's in Romania in Bucharest, and it's the European Junior and Under 23 Championships. So I'm currently a junior, so that's 20 and under. And next year I move into the under 23s. So I have a few years left in those categories before I kind of move on to my senior level. But the competition's in Romania. I'm going to be leaving in about a week's time. So I only have a little bit more training left on home ground, and then heading down there. I'll be there for a few days. And I think it's either the 30th or the 31st. It's not confirmed yet, but one of those 2 days that I'll be competing with the rest of the Irish team.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
That's awesome. And just also for interest sake, a bit of a different question. What does a typical weightlifting competition look like? So talk me through it. You get there, what happens next?
So usually with weightlifting competitions in the moment in Ireland, a lot of volunteering takes place as well because we're so small here. So usually you get there a little bit early. You might be either coaching or you could be volunteering and doing like loading or refereeing. And then when it's your turn to actually begin the session, you have 2 hours before you compete that you get to weigh in. So you have to hit, in most competitions, unless they're an open one, you have to hit a certain weight within your category to be able to compete. And once you weigh in, then you get to eat and everything and get ready, fuel yourself back up before the actual competition. And then at the competition itself, you have usually around half an hour. It's kind of different for each person, but myself personally would take about half an hour to warm up for my first lift. And the first lift is always a snatch. So that's the movement where it's down from the ground straight up to over your head. you get 3 attempts at a snatch, and you have 3 referees sitting in front of you, and you need to get at least 2 out of 3 referees to say that it's a good lift for you to actually get the lift. And it's your best number out of those 3 lifts that's what counts. And then for clean and jerk, you have about between the snatch and the clean and jerk, you have 10 minutes. But for each athlete, it's obviously different considering when they finish up. But you have a little bit of a break before your clean and jerks, and then you have your 3 attempts at your clean and jerks again. And then once you're done, you celebrate and hopefully get a medal or something. But yeah, that's how a competition would look.
Okay. And do you have like a, it's a, even during the competition, is there like, do you have a particular go-to snack or something that you always have?
Yeah, before I wouldn't have been the best at it, before I started working with my nutritionist, but my go-to snack, I really love a good can of Monster. I know they're not the best for you, but they're really good for really good for getting the energy levels back up. I'm kind of a caffeine addict, and then for kind of like fueling myself up, I'm love like sugary jellies and stuff like that. So they would be like my go-to snacks, just to get the spike in the blood sugars, get the energies back up.
Okay, awesome. And would you say also that, because I think a lot of people also have this idea of athletes need to obviously follow a very strict like training regime, and also your diet needs to be really good, were there ever any moments where you felt a bit overwhelmed by that, or would you say it's just sort of become, it was quite easy for you to get into it, to like sticking to your routine and everything?
I think definitely when I started kind of getting more serious with like being a bit more competitive and wanting to get into that competitive scene, I was taking everything that I did like really, really seriously. So getting my nutrition in check, making sure that I was getting as much sleep as I possibly could, and just being constantly like making sure that I was going into training and being there all the time. But I actually found that that almost was kind of, at a certain point, it was really good at the beginning, but at a certain point I was almost taking it a little bit too seriously, and it was burning me out. And especially because I'm also a college student and I work part-time as well, so it was a lot to take on. And I actually find now going into this competition, which will be like the biggest competition so far in my career, I've taken such like a much more relaxed approach, and like I can tell that it's doing me the world of good. I feel much more kind of happier in my life outside of being an athlete, and I'm actually able to enjoy things a lot more, especially being like quite young as well. I want to be able to enjoy the my early 20s and everything. So now going into this competition, I have a lot less anxiety and stress going into it, feeling that this competition has to go perfectly because I had a perfect routine leading into it.
Yeah, I think that's so great. And I think also I've also like heard of a few athletes also said, while it's so important to like be very serious and strict in your training, you also need to listen to your body. And I think what you shared is what you did as well, so that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think there's also been a lot of misconceptions around women in weightlifting. So let's just chat a bit about that. What would you say are some of these maybe like prejudices or stereotypes that you've encountered as a woman in weightlifting? And what are your thoughts on it as well?
Yeah, there 100% is a lot of stereotypes, more from like the outside of the sport. I think inside of the sport, the community that we have in Ireland at the moment is just amazing. I'd almost go as far as saying that we're kind of more female dominated within weightlifting in Ireland at the moment.
Okay.
which is huge. There's loads of support, especially from Weightlifting Ireland themselves. We've only recently, I was a part of myself, the Women in Sport Expo for Weightlifting Ireland, and that was a huge thing for visibility and representation and everything. So within Weightlifting Ireland, loads of support, and like it's really, really good to see. They were at an all-time high at the moment. Then outside of that, you definitely see it a lot kind of in everyday life, like in college or in work. A lot of people might say, oh, you don't look like a weightlifter. So, like, I get my eyelashes done, my hair is down, all of that stuff. If you're kind of like girly, they don't really see you as being maybe someone that's strong as well. But definitely, like, that's kind of more of a motivation for me to continue to do good and to kind of break those boundaries and break those stereotypes. But yeah, definitely, like, I think the kind of image that everyone gets in their head as soon as they think of a weightlifter is a really big, like, muscly, bulky man. But that's just not the case. And like, weightlifting, especially in Ireland, comes in all shapes and sizes. And it's really, really good to be able to get that out there.
And just to add on to that as well, like, how would you say weightlifting has impacted your life?
I'd say weightlifting has had an insane change in my life. Like, I think since starting, I'm a completely different person. It's built so much confidence in me. It's something that I'm, like, insanely proud of. Anytime I kind of meet anyone, it's one of the first things that comes out of my mouth that I do weightlifting, and I put a lot of work into it and everything. But yeah, weightlifting, the community that I've surrounded myself with, like the group in Capital Strength that I train with every day, they're almost like my family. So it's had a huge change on my life, and I don't know where I would be without it.
And I think you said such a key word there, confidence, because a lot of young people do struggle with that. And I think it's really great to hear that it's helped you in that way, because I think it's something everyone really wants to have. You want to be that person who has that confidence. So that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you can see that you're being physically strong and you're working towards being physically strong, it not only helps that, but it helps you be mentally strong. And your confidence just grows with that and everything. And everyone's so supportive. So being able to surround yourself with that, it's just, it's a huge thing, especially for younger girls. And definitely, like, a goal of mine would be to have to get more younger girls participating in the sport. And it's something that I'll definitely be working towards in the future.
Yeah. And so you mentioned as well that you are studying at the moment. So also, let's just chat a bit about that. How did you decide on, firstly, what is it that you are studying, and what made you decide to go that route?
Yeah, so I'm studying sports management and coaching at the moment in TU Dublin. So, like, coaching and sports and everything, obviously, with my background being an athlete, it's a huge part of my life. But coaching really, really stands out to me. It's something that I, like, going to pursue in the future, and I'm pursuing now, and I'm really, really, like, glad that I got involved with early on. I've gotten insane opportunities from coaching and from the college as well, and the college are really, really supportive. So yeah, so coaching in college, coaching part-time as my job, and then I also coach weightlifting as well.
Okay, awesome. And just to add on to that as well, what would you say is your ambitions as well for the future then, for you as a weightlifter, but then also for you as a coach? What are your hopes?
Well, for myself as a weightlifter, just to continue improving and working towards reaching my potential in the sport, and that would be the main thing. So if I can retire as a weightlifter and say that I'm glad with where I've gotten to and I feel like I've reached my potential, then I'd say I've done good. But then as a coach, I want to just continue working on being a coach and getting participation up in Ireland for weightlifting, getting it to be a bigger sport, and getting just anybody participating in sports is definitely a huge thing. So I don't just coach weightlifting, I coach, like, loads of multi-sport as well. So yeah, coaching is just a huge passion of mine. So if I can just keep going for it for a little bit while longer, I'll be happy.
Okay, that's really great. And you touched a bit on it earlier as well, just about representation and how important it is for athletes. So what role do you think content creation plays for female athletes today?
Oh, I'd say it's huge. I think growing up, I was only thinking about it the other day, growing up, I wouldn't have had, like, any sort of, there would have been no female media representation at all. And I definitely think that's played a huge part in the fact that I got into sport so late. I think it's definitely at an all-time high now at the moment, seeing women in sports on TV and everything, which is really good. It's definitely getting participation levels up. I think it could be so much better. And getting female athletes and that media coverage is just going to improve it a lot. And it's really important, not just for people maybe not participating in sport at the moment who want to get involved, but also for the athletes themselves, just so that they can keep working towards their goals and they can stick within the sport as well. I think there's always a huge dropout for females in sport at quite a young age. So if we can, like, just get that to increase a little bit more and to keep the age going up, then we're doing a good job.
And I think also I can resonate with what you said as well. Also growing up, it was mainly, you saw Usain Bolt, he was there all over all the time. You had all your male athletes, but where was the female representation? And I think even still today, like, it's still like some girls aren't really aware of who the female athletes are internationally, not even just the ones that are in their country, but looking across the world, they're still not too sure who they are. So yeah, I think it is, like you said, it's super important for the next generation.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then you did mention it a bit, but just to, as we come to the end of everything, why would you encourage other women and young girls to take up sport?
Just because of the way that it's changed my life and my perspective on everything, it's made such a huge difference for the better for me that I would just encourage it to everyone, even if it's just like, it doesn't have to be sport at a high level, it doesn't have to be competitive sport, it can be anything that just kind of gets you up, gets you moving, and makes you happy as well. I think the main point is that, like, you enjoy it, you find a sport. There's so many sports out there, sports that you can play by yourself, like team sports as well, and sports that kind of get you involved in things socially, maybe if that's something you're looking for. And it's a huge part of my life, and it's done me so good that I'd love for, like, everyone to kind of get their benefit out of it as well.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing.
No problem.
I'm not sure if there's anything else you maybe would like to add as well.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So thanks again for taking some time out of your day just to chat with us. And yeah, all the best with your final preparation for the upcoming
years.
Yeah, super exciting. We'll definitely be rooting for you. And yeah, we'd love to hear how it goes as well.
And thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope to see you again for the next episode. Be sure to subscribe to Her Sports social platforms to get the latest Women in Sports content.